This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Dua Lipa sure got our attention this past week. The 25-year-old bombshell went to new lengths to try and persuade fans to join her at an upcoming show as she stripped down to nothing but a tiny bra in a promotional post. She's set to be beamed across the world on the 27th of November when she partakes in a virtual concert named Studio 2054. Oh, we are so up for that. R&B singer Jeremih, 33, is in intensive care with the coronavirus. The Paradise crooner has received a bleak prognosis and is on a ventilator. It's not clear when he caught COVID-19 or when he entered the hospital. Frequent collaborator Chance the Rapper asked for prayers for Jeremih, as did 50 Cent and Big Sean. Yeah, Jeremih, kick COVID in the ass. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi have sold their Montecito, California estate built like an island spa. The Bali-inspired home was sold for $33 million, according to a deed recorded in Santa Barbara County. It marks a $6 million profit for Ellen, 62, and Portia, 47, who bought the property for $27 million. Congrats, you bastards! Harry Styles is making history in impressive fashion. The 26-year-old singer is on the cover of the December issue of Vogue, making him the first solo male cover of the fashion magazine ever. Have you seen it? Styles is wearing a Gucci gown and says that dresses have been a favorite of his since childhood when he got in costume for a play. Mr. Dress-Up, who knew? Rihanna fans have grown impatient waiting for her 9th studio album. The Grammy winner hasn't released an album since January 2016 when she dropped Anti, which included the blockbuster singles Work featuring Drake, Needed Me, Kiss It Better, and Love on the Brain. Now she just really needs to get her new album out of the brain. Drake said, put down the bong and work. A suspect was taken into custody in connection to the assault on Rick Moranis in New York last month. Marquise Ventura, 35, described by authorities as homeless, was arrested and charged with second-degree assault. Security cameras captured Moranis being struck in the head while walking at 7:30 a.m. by a male wearing an I Love New York sweatshirt. Glad they got him. Bronwyn Wyndham Burke is coming clean about her husband Sean's role in her alcoholism. On a recent episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County, Bronwyn told co-star Gina Kirstenheiter that Sean managed and enabled her when she was drinking. She said, quote, I'm lucky, though, because I have Sean, unquote. Why? Because he bought you booze? Get a grip. Chadwick Boseman was so overcome with emotion during the making of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom that his co-star had to push him to finish a key scene. After a virtual screening of the movie, his co-star, Coleman Domingo, recalled a scene they did that was so powerful, Boseman was overcome with emotion and needed the encouragement to go on. Boy, we sure do miss him. Thanks, 2020. AC/DC frontman Brian Johnston was ordered to stop performing live 4 years ago or end up going completely deaf. But after undergoing an undisclosed new course of treatment, he's back with the band. They just released a new album, Power Up, and it's getting great reviews. Due to an NDA, he can't tell us what he did, but he says his hearing has been restored. Angus said, huh? After 28 years, Conan O'Brien is taking a step back from late-night TV. He'll conclude his nightly TBS talk show, Conan, at the end of its 10th season in June and begin a weekly variety series on HBO Max. Johnny Carson once gave me the best advice of my career. As soon as possible, get to a streaming platform, O'Brien joked. Should be funny. Better be. Ryan Cabrera will soon be a married man. The I Will Remember You crooner, 38, announced his engagement to WWE superstar Alexa Bliss. Cabrera posted, quote, "Tonight was the best night of my life and it's just the beginning," unquote. Bliss also revealed the proposal took place 1 year after the couple first met. Yep, how soon before the marriage is in a headlock? Melissa McCarthy has apologized for accidentally supporting a charity that is anti-abortion and anti-LGBTQ. It happened through her 20 Days of Kindness initiative that she and HBO Max launched while promoting the new movie Supervillain. McCarthy acknowledged the mistake and said they blew it because the charity stood for everything that they do not. Oops. So much for vetting. Josh Trank's notorious film Fantastic Four is the Marvel disaster that keeps on giving awfulness. Though lots of NDAs have kept the cast from speaking about what went down during the making of the film, some new details have emerged. Kate Mara, who played Sue Storm, aka Invisible Woman, confessed to having a miserable experience on set. Not fantastic. Chris Columbus has no intention of going home alone again. The director of the 1990 blockbuster slammed Disney's upcoming reboot of the Home Alone franchise, criticizing the studio for its perceived lack of originality. "Nobody got in touch with me about it, and it's a waste of time as far as I'm concerned," Columbus said. Macaulay Culkin said, "I'm available." The Trash Bin. Phil Collins is refuting his ex-wife's contention that he sunk into alcoholism and drug addiction during their marriage and began neglecting his hygiene to the point where he didn't bathe for months at a time. Collins' court filing called CB's story, quote, "a litany of demonstrably false, immaterial, impertinent, scandalous, and scurrilous allegations." Yeah, what he said.
The news wrap-up.
Bill Gates predicts that 50% of business travel and over 30% of days in the office will go away in the pandemic's aftermath. DoorDash's IPO filing reported a $149 million loss, but strong growth through September. Warner Brothers has announced Wonder Woman 1984 will debut on HBO Max in December. Walmart is resuming counting customers in stores and limiting toilet paper. Oh no, not again.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Freaky starring Vince Vaughn is tops of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
It's the return of AC/DC with Power Up.
The number one app.
Crossfire is the best-selling paid app.
The number one book.
Humans by Brandon Stanton is the top-selling nonfiction book.
We recently told you about the whack job that camped out at Billie Eilish's house here and refused to leave. Well, a judge has granted Eilish an extended restraining order against the guy. 24-year-old Prunelle Rousseau from New York was banned from attempting to contact Eilish or come within 100 yards of her or her parents for 3 years. The first time he appeared at the house, he spoke to Eilish's father via a surveillance camera and asked if she lived there. It was reported that in one 24-hour period, he was seen outside of her home 7 different times. Glad she got that taken care of. And glad Billie's dropped a brand new track that we love. Here's Billie Eilish with the song of the week, Therefore I Am.
I'm not your friend.
What the hell are you talking about?
Get my pretty name out of your mouth. We are not the same with or without. Don't talk about me like how you might know how I feel. Top of the world, but your world isn't real. It wasn't ideal. So go have fun. I really couldn't care less, and you can give him my best, but just know I'm not your friend or anything, damn.
That was Billie Eilish with the song of the week, Therefore I Am. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.